Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
The Eagles are at the virtual podium, and we have it covered here for you thanks to the fine folk at SB Nation and Bleeding Green Nation. I am your host, Michael Kist, and today we have Doug Peterson's meeting with the media from Tuesday, June 16th, as he covers a variety of topics, including the devastating injury to Brandon Brooks, the progress of their virtual meeting program with the players throughout the offseason, Jalen Reagor's potential role, the situation at running back, Press Taylor, and more and more. This call was talked about on the most recent BGN Radio, that was episode 124 with Jimmy Kemsky and Brandon Lee Gowton. So make sure you check all of the analysis on there. You're also going to be getting a new Kisten Solak in the next couple of days as well, so keep an eye out for that. The best way to stay informed of when these shows are dropping are by, of course, subscribing on whichever podcast app you're using to listen to this, and by following at @BGN_radio on Twitter. And while you're at it, it would really help us out if you left a 5-star rating and review on iTunes. That'd be greatly appreciated. But without further ado, let's get to Doug answering questions from the media right now.
Morning, Coach. We'll get started right away. So go ahead, Ruben Frank.
Hey, Doug. Good morning. Thanks for doing this. Obviously, Brandon's injury. What was your reaction? He's been through a lot the last few years. And what's the plan moving forward at right guard?
Yeah, good morning, Ruben, and good morning to everybody. My heart sunk when I got the news about Brandon's injury. This guy has worked extremely hard to get himself back and back in shape, back in playing shape to have a solid 2020 season. We feel for him, have to go through this again, obviously, but we know that he'll push through. He's done a great job with all his rehab and getting himself back. So we're very confident there. As far as the plan moving forward, at this point, we're still looking at a lot of options, obviously, starting with our own roster and the guys that we have, competing, for those backup spots and possibly those starting spots. We're obviously haven't made any decisions. We're going to take a look at a lot of different scenarios, different possibilities. We've got some time before training camp to try to sort these things out. So, at this time, we're just feeling for Brandon and want to make sure everything goes smoothly with him and getting him back on track for the future.
Okay, we'll go Tim McManus and then Jim Kemsky.
Hey, Doug, it sounds like the majority of your players are going to be demonstrating pregame this year. Are you planning on joining them on the sidelines?
One of the things that you're hearing a lot about it more and more, but one of the things that as a head football coach that we're going to continue to do is have discussions in every area, not only with social injustice, but the anthem, with anything that comes up. And that's one of the things that I think that, going into my fifth year with this football team, we've been able to have, dialogue and conversation. So nothing has been determined. I understand that, that players, and I support players who demonstrate peacefully and stand for something, because we have to fix the whys. It's part of the whys that and trying to understand our players, and we support our players. I support our players, but we're going to have these conversations. I know once we get into camp.
Okay, go ahead, Jimmy, and then Nick Fierro.
Hey, Doug, is the plan for Jalen Reagor in his first season to focus on one position? And if so, which spot would that be at? Or are you going to try to cross-train him like you did with JJ a year ago?
Yeah, it's the hardest thing that we're dealing with our younger players is not having the grass time in the offseason with, phase two and phase three. But, right now, he's going to come in, he's going to learn one position, and he's going to learn from DeSean Jackson and learn everything he can. He obviously, the playbook is extensive, and we just got to see what he's taken from the off season to training camp. And And then once we see his potential and his growth, then we can use him in multiple spots. But, you know, one of the things that all of our receivers really have the capability of doing is moving inside, whether they're an outside guy going inside or an inside guy going outside. So, you know, we'll keep him at one position to start, and then we'll grow from there.
Nick, and then Bo Wolf.
Hi, Doug. With your rookies, obviously you haven't had a chance to, you know, get them on the field yet, and some of your first year players and stuff. How much can you tell from the meeting rooms, you know, so far, from the questions that they answer, or maybe even the questions that they ask, you know, how ready they might be to hit the ground running when you finally do get out there?
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, you can tell, again, by their answers, by their questions, the in-depth questions that they ask, you know, in the meetings. But again, once we get them on the grass, things move a little bit faster than virtual meetings. So, you know, it's how fast they can process the information that we've been giving them this spring. And, you know, but having a good feel for the knowledge of where they are is good. And yet once we get them on the grass, we'll know more and just how fast they can process the information from the meeting rooms onto the football field.
Go ahead, Bo, and then Les.
Hey, Doug, on the demonstration stuff and just the conversations that you guys have had over the past few weeks, just what are some of the things that you have learned from those conversations?
You know, me personally is just the first thing I wanted to do was listen to my players, listen to the guys that have feelings, have strong beliefs, and I want to understand everything that I can, and just, you know, a lot of it's personal, you know, for me, just hearing from the players, and I don't want to get into a bunch of, you know, dialogue that way, but me just understanding more and more about what these players go through on a daily basis, and what the Black community, African American community go through on a daily basis. And we're seeing it more and more, not only with sports, but obviously in our communities. And so for me personally, it's just understanding that. And this is what I told, you know, my team a couple weeks ago when we had a team meeting is, you know, I want to learn. I want to understand. I came from, you know, a world that didn't understand that. And so for me, as an adult, I want to be able to also be able to take the information and teach my own boys. For those of you that know my three sons, and you know, I love all our players, coaches, and that for me is what I've taken away. It's just the understanding and knowledge of what these guys go through on a daily basis.
Okay, Les, and then Zach Berman.
Hi, Doug. I don't know if you saw John Harbaugh's comments the other day about the protocols for reopening when you guys do get to training camp. Things are going to be really, really different. You're probably not going to be able to get everybody into the same locker room even at the same time. There'll be a lot of precautions, a lot of things, hurdles that have to be surmounted, I guess. How do you look at that? Are you as worried as he seemed to be about the effect on, you know, what you're going to be able to do, how you're going to be able to work? How much of a concern is that for you?
Well, first off, good morning, Les. And that's a good question, because these are all protocols that, you know, the NFLPA obviously must sign off on. And listen, I understand that this is a unique time in our society, in our country, in our world. You know, this is what we're faced with. And so we're going to make the most of it and use the resources, possibly with NovaCare facility, possibly with our stadium, to take advantage of everything that we can. And the number one thing here is making sure that our players and our coaches and all our staff are safe. And, you know, that's our most important, you know, aspect of everything right now. But we're in the process of taking a look at a lot of different, you know, scenarios. Again, like I mentioned, using the stadium and using NovaCare facility to be able to handle the numbers that we have in training camp from a player perspective. So it's going to look different. It'll feel different, but at the same time, we're going to embrace it. And we're going to make the most of it. And you know, our job as coaches is to prepare our football team for the regular season.
But is it going to be hard to, with culture and things like that, if you have people spread out in two different, you know, practice scenarios and things like that, is it going to be tougher to kind of build a camaraderie and a, you know, a group?
Well, I guess don't misunderstand. We're going to keep everybody together. But we just might have to use the stadium and transition over there from time to time, you know, and these are all things that we're looking at. But we're going to keep everybody together. We're going to socially distant when we're inside the buildings. We're going to wear masks. We're going to do all the protocols that we've been asked to do. And we're going to make that work.
Okay, Zach, and then John Clark.
Hey, good morning, Doug. What update do you have on where Alshon Jeffrey is in his recovery? And as you put plans together for the offense, are you counting on Alshon to be a part of it this season?
Hey, good morning, Zach. Yeah, you know, Alshon's done extremely well this offseason with his rehab. I've been not just Alshon, but with all our veteran players to be a part of this virtual offseason like they have. I've been really impressed with everybody. You know, that's taking part, and Alshon's one of the guys. The dialogue that he's had in the receiver room, being able to, you know, converse with some of the young players that we have on our roster, and just getting himself, you know, just getting himself back healthy, and obviously, you know, there's no timetable for him right now. We just want him to focus on his rehab and get strong. But the second part of your question is, you know, he's a big part of our offense, and we do plan, you know, to have him in the offense at some point. But if there's a couple games there where he's not ready, then, you know, we're not going to put him out there and just wait for him to, you know, get healthy. But yeah, he is a big part of the process moving forward, and he's a great leader, and he's going to be able to help the young players come along.
Okay, John Clark, and then John McMullen.
Good morning, Doug. Thanks for doing this. Not having on the field OTAs, does that kind of set you back a little bit with maybe evaluating guys like Driscoll, Opetta, Herbig, and you saw Pryor in the playoff game last year, but does it set you back a little bit about not knowing what these guys can possibly do at this point?
Yeah. Good morning, John. You know, I think 32 teams are probably sitting here today kind of going, wow, I wish we had OTAs. I wish we had a chance to evaluate some of our, you know, the draft picks, the young players on our team, even the free agents, the new to the team. So, you know, I don't want to call it a setback, but at the same time, we do have some young players that played for us last year that are going to have to take, you know, a big step forward. And some of the guys that you mentioned, you know, Pryor, like you said, he played last year at the end of the season. Herbert got in, you know, a game there at the end of the year. And so these guys have to understand that there's a little bit of a sense of urgency once we get into training camp. Things are going to move fast. Things are going to move fast. And we have to, as coaches, need to evaluate these players. I have to put them in position to be successful, to show what they can do. And that's everything that we're in the process of doing right now, you know, leading up to camp.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Life moves pretty fast. Are you drinking water that can keep up? Smartwater Alkaline has everything you need to stay hydrated, no matter where your day takes you. Whether you're pitching a tent or your next big idea, Smartwater Alkaline can help you perform your best. It delivers a pure, crisp taste that makes it the perfect chaser after a big workout. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com. Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Life moves pretty fast. Are you drinking water that can keep up? Smartwater Alkaline has everything you need to stay hydrated, no matter where your day takes you. Whether you're pitching a tent or your next big idea, Smartwater Alkaline can help you perform your best. It delivers a pure, crisp taste that makes it the perfect chaser after a big workout. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
As you guys continue these virtual kind of remote off season, what's been your thought on seeing the initiative from players whether it's Carson and some of the receivers getting together on their own, the defensive line getting together on their own, to continue to kind of foster that sense of chemistry in small group settings as you continue these virtual workouts, these virtual off-seasons.
Yeah, you know, I think it's important. I love the fact that our veteran players, you know, guys like Fletch and Carson. Carson's done it in the past, obviously, but now during this time where we're trying to protect, you know, not only our players but you know, our staff as well. But at the same time, I think it's important that they get together and they build team chemistry as a position group, whether it was D line or receivers. And, you know, get together like they're doing. I commend the guys for doing that and taking time. And, you know, one of the things, it's been small groups, so they've been, you know, they've been protected, and that's our goal, you know, first and foremost. But it doesn't go without saying that that's a great way to start building chemistry, especially with the amount of young receivers that we have, you know, working with Carson.
Okay, we'll go to Dave Zingaro and then Jamie Apodi.
Hey, Doug, this is something I heard Bruce Arians kind of mention, was the possibility of keeping one quarterback quarantined away from the other group as a precautionary measure in case that room comes down with COVID. Or have you thought about any of those types of scenarios, and would you entertain something like that?
It's obviously there's you know, a lot of ways to go about things, and you know, that's one way to do it. You know, if you do it with the quarterback position, you know, do you do it with a receiver? Do you do it with a defensive back? Something like that. But, you know, these are all things that right now, between now and the time we play, or really, I should say, the time we get back to training camp, or are the scenarios that we need to, as a staff, you know, think through and the possibilities. But, that is definitely something to consider, obviously, you know, as you move forward, and to protect, you know, obviously the quarterback position, but at the same time, you got to think of, you know, the entire roster as well. So a lot of different scenarios, a lot of different possibilities and things that we'll think about here in the next few weeks.
Go ahead, Jamie, and then Martin Frank.
Doug, you your virtual offseason is over, and, you know, you chose to stay home. Some of the coaches went back to work. You got creative during this time. You had a bunch of speakers. You had Charles Barkley and Phil Jackson and Mike Trout. How did that all go for you? Was that a challenge for you to come up with these guys and find them? And what was the feedback from the players, and what, how did they receive it?
Yeah. And, you know, my shout out goes to Jake Rosenberg, who obviously, you know, on staff with us and works in, you know, with Howie, and he was able to contact, you know, these guys. And then I reached out with a formal invitation, and really, because everybody's in the same boat, they were all working from home, you know, and so they had time. And so they were willing and gracious to spend 25, 30 minutes with the team. And, you know, it was just a way of sort of breaking up, you know, some of the team meetings for me. Did it once a week, usually did it at the end of the week. We showed highlight videos at the beginning of the week of the guys working out, our players working out virtually. And you know, just to get a sense and get a feel from these guys, these, you know, Steve Kerr, Phil Jackson, CC Sabathia, Charles Barkley, Mike Trout, guys that have had a lot of not only success on and off the court or the diamond or the field, but also their struggles, what they went through early in their careers. And I think, you know, the message was resounding to our young players on how to be a professional, how to handle, you know, the spotlight, and then what they've overcome, you know, in their careers to have success. And, you know, I think that was so important to show it, you know, from these guys, and have them come in and speak to the team. And we just had a great time with them. And the guys, you know, the messages I got from my team after they spoke was very positive, and they loved it. The players loved it. So something that, you know, we can continue to look at in the future.
Go ahead, Martin, and then Ed Kratz.
Hi, Doug. Appreciate you doing this. My question is regarding the running back situation. I mean, you have pretty much the same guys. You brought Corey back. but like, how comfortable are you with that group if that was the group you were taking a training camp and into the season? And does that mean Miles is kind of like the lead back in that situation?
Yeah. You know, right now, obviously, you know, we're going to continue to look and see if we can add value, you know, add depth, add competition to that room. But we are very comfortable and excited about, you know, Miles, what he did in his rookie season, what he can do now moving forward. He's excited about the upcoming season. He's excited about getting back to training camp. You know, Boston Scott came on at the end of the season for us and performed well. We do know what Corey had a, you know, heck of a year in 2017 for us as a rookie. And, you know, it's unfortunate again, but he's put himself in position to come back and help us through injury. And then we have some young guys that we're excited about looking at. And, you know, it's you know that the running back position for us has been sort of by committee. It's been 2-3 guys, you know, each and every week that not only help us in the run game, but can also help us on special teams. And that's also a big part of this. So I'm looking forward again to getting these young guys in the building, getting them on the grass and, you know, showing us what they can do.
Got time for a couple more. So we'll do Ed and then Mike K.
Hey, Doug, thanks for doing this. Just want to, I've seen other coaches have begun to return to their facilities. Your facility's open. I'm just wondering if you have been back into the NovaCare or what your plan is as far as the return to the actual building is, you and your staff.
Yeah. You know, I have not been back. And I even instructed our staff to, you know, stay at home during this time. You know, even though our building was open, you know, the biggest thing for me was the fact that, you know, the players weren't there. And if you don't have the players to go one-on-one with, it didn't make sense for us as a staff to get back in the building because we had a tremendous spring off season. Virtually things went extremely smooth, you know, with the meetings, with the workouts. Players were in a really good frame of mind yesterday when I spoke to the team. So I just felt like it was just, keep it going, you know, not bringing everybody back for a few days or a couple of weeks and then break for the summer and do it all again. So I'm just looking forward now to training camp and we'll have everybody back at the same time.
Okay, go ahead, Mike K.
Obviously, you haven't been able to get them on the field, but what have you learned from a mental standpoint or at least a communication standpoint about Jalen Hurts so far this offseason?
Yeah, you know, with Jalen, it's something, you know, with young quarterbacks, you always have an idea or an understanding of where they are, not only at the beginning of your offseason, but at the end. And, you know, you take things slower just with young players. You take things a little bit slower so they can understand the terminology. They can you know, call a play in a huddle. And then teach him everything else that goes along with it. The one thing we, you know, as we've talked, even in this meeting here is just, you know, not having him on the grass, but his growth from a mental standpoint, from the beginning of the off season to now, has been very good. And his ability to recall plays and recite plays and, you know, put him, you know, one thing Press Taylor has done is put him into a huddle situation where he's calling plays and being able to, you know, just spit that back to him. And he's done that at a, you know, a really good high level. And now it's just a matter of once we get him on the grass, he's got to do it for real and go from there. But I've been really impressed with his progress this spring.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. Thanks, Coach, for taking the time.
Thanks for doing this, Brett.
All right. Thank you, Pat. Have a great day.
BGN.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.